This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so a lot of us get pulled over. I get pulled over quite a lot, and I don't mean to. You know, I'll tell you what it is. It's not that I'm speeding and in a hurry. A lot of times when I get pulled over, because I just recently got pulled over again, it's because, so I have the music on in my car, and I probably really shouldn't admit this because we got to talk about how to get out of a speed ticket, but you guys need to understand me, okay? So, you know how a lot of us will be in the shower and we'll accept an Academy Award, you know, we'll be like, oh my gosh, you know, thank you, I'm so glad Lord of the Rings casted me, you know, opposite Viggo Mortensen, and you guys gave me Best Actress, you know, okay? And I've won tons of Academy Awards in the shower. All right, so I've already kind of been through that. So there's only not a lot of Academy Awards left to win because I already have like three. And they're in the form of shampoo bottles that are conditioners. But these are trophies and Oscar awards that I've won in my mind. Now, when it comes to my car, and my biggest like little fantasies that go on in my mind is, you know, I'm like a singer, and I got, like, right, music videos, and maybe I'm at the Grammys or whatever, and everyone's like, oh my God, Dr. Dahlia, yeah. Well, no, they probably aren't calling me Dr. Dahlia, it's just like Dahlia, right? I was going to be this rock star. I was going to be a female rock star, not like Joan Jett. I was going to be, God, what was I going to be? Well, anyway, it doesn't matter what I wanted to be, because it's not happening, but I like to listen to a lot of rock. I like to listen to a lot of I like to sing guy rock because I guess it's in my my octave range, my range. You know, so I'll sing Billy Squire or Def Leppard or whatever. And or I'll have like dance music going on, right? You know, like, you know, Bruno Mars, or I'll have like some Janet Jackson or something like that playing in the background, right? And I'll be dancing and whatever in the car, okay? So, music's loud, I'm singing, I'm hitting the notes. There's no evidence, there's unfortunate witnesses, but I'm hitting the notes, and I'm making the moves, and I'm just dancing forever. Apparently, I keep hitting the gas pedal. So I get pulled over, and it wasn't a motorcycle cop, so maybe that was my advantage. Because the motorcycle cops, those are kind of tough. If I get a ticket, I usually get it from the motorcycle cop. But, I love police officers. I love them so much. I really do. In fact, that's a whole other fantasy we could talk about on another time. But I get why they have to pull you over. I just don't want the ticket, and I'm even more afraid of my husband's response, right? Because he doesn't like when I get a ticket. So, you know, the first thing you do when you get pulled over is, well, one is have all your stuff ready. Okay, I mean, you know, don't bury your license and your registration and all that, you know, kind of have everything, you know, good to go. But, and it should only take you 2 seconds to go into the glove box and grab that. If you look like you're fumbling around, it could look like you're going to get a gun or something like that. So you want to make sure you hit it and you're ready. And then immediately put your hands on 10 and 2 of the car. Roll down the window, have it at 10 and 2, and just be like, oh, hi. Do not flirt. Okay, yes, I got out of a lot of tickets in my 20s. But I'm not in my 20s anymore. And there's a chance that the cop could actually be younger than me. And the last thing he wants is to be flirted with somebody that reminds him of his mother. So you don't flirt. Because the other thing, too, is they don't want to be accused of giving into that. Okay? And so for me, it's kind of a no-brainer. There's really nothing to flirt with, right? Don't try to be sexy. None of this Cannonball Run stuff, right? Just kind of sit there and, you know, be, oh, hi, officer. All right. Then, you know, don't argue. I wasn't speeding. Okay, be honest. Be truthful. Remember I told you guys I was on my way to my mammogram? And I got out of that ticket, too. I got out of that ticket. Because I was like, look, I'm sorry. I got to go for my mammogram. And my husband's late. He's taking a picture of me getting my mammogram, even though you're not going to see my boobie. Because, you know, we're just kind of trying to show women that it's important to do mammograms. And, you know, the mammograms hurt. And they, you know, anyway, talk about how mammogram has to go all the way down. And, you know, that's probably why the gas pedal kept getting hit, because it wasn't my feet. All right? You know, got out of that ticket. So with this one, this is the trick, okay? Ask for a warning. You're going to get something. If somebody's going to pull you over and they took the time because you were stupid, okay? You get something, but then why don't you be in control and ask for what you get? So I was honest. I'm like, I'm sorry. I listened to this. I was like, and I was like, everybody watch it. I like singing. That's what I was doing. And I hit the gas. I shouldn't have done it. I'm so sorry. I really deserve a warning. I really deserve a warning. Now, don't be doing that. Oh, I was a bad girl type of thing. Don't be doing that stuff. Just go, I really, you were right to pull me over, and I should be warned. Should I get a ticket? No, because I know what I did wrong, and I'm not going to listen to, you know, that station anymore, or I'm going to change my playlist. And he was like, okay, just slow it down. And that was it. That was it. Oh, my God. I was like, really? Now, no, I didn't name drop. What am I going to do? So it was that simple. Now, maybe it's because he got called because there was some shooting. I think we just had a road rage shooting. But there's like road rage. We got to talk about road rage also. So I'm not exactly sure what the hell happened there. But he let me go. So verbal warnings are the key to do it. Again, be cool, be appreciative, and, you know, don't just also overly kiss up, you know, because a lot of times like, oh my gosh, I love police officers, and, you know, thank you for what you do for the units of this country, and thank you for keeping me safe, and, you are saving the pedestrians. They don't want to hear all that. They want to know that you're respecting them. They want to know that you're going to slow it down, you're not going to kill somebody, and they want to know, you just be humble. But they also want to be safe. Like a lot of mistakes I hear, a lot of my cop friends say, don't be trying to stare them down in your rearview mirror, or don't be trying to watch them. Okay, look straight ahead. Like, okay, you know, you want to watch a cop. I'd love to watch a police officer. You know, it's kind of sexy. But no, don't be sitting there trying to, you know, stare them down. Make sure the windows are open. If you can even roll down the back windows, that's cool too, so then they know there's nobody in the back that's going to hurt them, because cops are getting shot all the time. But play it cool, play it safe, and ask for that warning. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right. So a lot of men ask about testosterone. And I don't blame you. I mean, I am noticing my estrogen drop. My estrogen has dropped a lot. And, I mean, not that my ovaries were ever fully functional. I mean, thank God I've had two kids and all that. You know, but I just don't seem to be as feminine as I would have liked. You know, I have the deeper voice. I got the broad shoulders. And that's just me. I mean, I'm not saying there's, you know, stereotypes about women should look. But, you know, the ideal female physique, you know, I was curvy. Yeah, but, you know, I didn't look like a Taylor Swift or a, you know, Jessica Alba or anything like that. So, you know, I've needed additional estrogen, and I love it. I love it. So men, when they start to lose some energy or muscle mass or sex drive, they may want to turn to testosterone. Well, we have a study now that says that men taking testosterone during middle age may be 21% more likely to have a heart attack or stroke. This is not the first time we've heard this, but this is one of the first studies to say that this could happen within the first 2 years. Now, it's a small study, not super small. They looked at 15,400 men in the UK, and they found that testosterone replacement therapy could lead to life-threatening heart problems within the first 2 years of use. Now, many people have said that the risks of testosterone outweigh the benefits. I'm torn, because if you're low in something, whether you're low in thyroid, low in insulin, low in vitamin D, low in B12, low in serotonin, low in estrogen, low in testosterone, it should be fairly safe to replace. What I'm worried about is the people that take it when they aren't that low. The only thing is I don't think this study looked at the people who were just doing it to bodybuild. McGill University of Montreal analyzed a large database of electronic medical records of patients enrolled in GP practices in the UK, so family medicine practices or primary care. And the participants were all over 45. And it appears they all had low testosterone levels. So these were true medically low testosterone. They call it hypogonadism. I'd rather just call it low testosterone, but hypogonadism is when you have low testosterone. They said users of this had a 21% greater risk of cardiovascular events compared to non-users, especially stroke, the ischemic stroke, transient ischemic attack, which is kind of like a mini stroke, or a heart attack. Now, if they were strictly, if this study group, and this is really important for you guys, if the study group was strictly looking at diagnoses in the medical records, hypogonadism might be used even if your testosterone levels aren't low. So what I want to know with this study, and I don't know if it dissects it out, is were some of these men kind of okay with their levels? And did they overshoot? Or did every one of these men, all 15,000, have clinically significant low testosterone? Because then the next question I have is, well, is that the process that's making the heart attack and the stroke, etc.? So there was a gentleman in my family who had low testosterone. He ended up starting to have diabetes, and he ends up dying of a heart attack. Was it the testosterone that gave him the heart attack? Probably not. It was probably the diabetes or the medical condition that causes testosterone to drop that put him at risk for the heart attack. So you guys need to take this with a grain of salt. Now, I told you guys years ago, this was about 10 years ago, that men don't always go through menopause. Men's testosterone may drop, but it's not normal to drop super low. You see what I mean? So you know how women, their estrogen hits the floor. All right, so we could supplement or we could not supplement. With men, if a man's testosterone is low, before a doctor lazily goes, oh, well, it's just male menopause, they need to stop and identify why it's low. And somebody who starts to slow down making their testosterone might have issues with blood flow, might have arteriosclerotic disease, might have cardiovascular disease, you know, might have diabetes. So how I look at this is, oh, yeah, so apparently there was 128 extra heart attacks or strokes in the group that took the testosterone versus the other. So of those 15,000 with low testosterone, 128 got heart attacks. Well, maybe it's because they were, you know, at risk to begin with. So testosterone replacement therapy prescriptions have increased by 90%. Threefold in the United States from 2001 to 2011. And low T is now one of the biggest, most popular diagnoses. And I think the reason why this got so popular is, again, because of Viagra. So Viagra comes out in the 90s, and everybody's like, "Ooh, yay, yay, Viagra." But a lot of the guys didn't want to go in for a prescription. We talked about this. So wives were coming in asking for Viagra for their husbands. And we were like, no, no, because we got to check their heart. If you have a blood flow problem to the penis and, you know, to the genitals, there's a good chance you also have a blood flow problem to the heart. So we got to make sure you don't have arteriosclerotic disease or cardiovascular disease. So arteriosclerosis, I should say. So then the men had to come in, and the men were embarrassed. I don't blame them. Because they had to come to the doctor and go, look, you know, I have erectile dysfunction. And we're like, nothing to be embarrassed about. And Viagra and then Cialis and Levitra changed the conversation and changed the landscape that men had in terms of being embarrassed about something to, yeah, I want Viagra. And we gave men an out saying they could ask to enhance. So, you know, I have some friends and I've asked them, I go, have you had to have Viagra yet? You know, because, I mean, I got to start being on estrogen. You know, have you guys needed Viagra? So the first thing they say was, none of your gosh darn business. And I'm like, I just told you about my estrogen problem. And they're like, well, we didn't want to know that. I'm like, okay, well, now you have to share. So some of them have said, well, actually, yeah, but they don't necessarily need it. They do it to enhance. And I'm like, okay, good, good, good. So you see, we give you guys an out. You can now go to the doctor and ask for an erectile dysfunction drug to enhance and try to not over enhance if you're fine, but to, you know, you're starting to notice a little bit of a change. Okay, that's fine. And again, nothing to be embarrassed about. That's just a part of aging. It's normal. So, but the problem is then, in the 20s, people in their 20s and 30s were asking for it. And I'm like, dude, you're 25. Do you really have erectile dysfunction? No, I don't want to try it. My girlfriend wants me to try it. So then people are trying to get this prescription. I'm like, it's like $1 a pill. Was it $10 a pill? I remember it was really expensive. I think at the beginning it was like $10 a pill, and then later it went down to $1 a pill. I'm like, still, that's a lot of money. So then doctors are like, well, look, if you do have erectile dysfunction, we need to figure out why. So we check the heart, but then we also check the testosterone. When we look at your testosterone level, we start seeing that you're kind of floating in the low 400s, 300s, 200s, whereas some of your colleagues are in the 800s. We're like, you know what? I wonder if your testosterone is low. And so a lot of men, rather than having the erectile dysfunction diagnosis in their chart, they got the hypogonadism. So they're saying that the study looked at men with low testosterone levels due to aging and not because of liver, kidney disease, or autoimmune disease. But I think that there are other things that could trigger your testosterone being low. So if I would recommend men, when they get a physical, to get their testosterone level. Now, I don't think insurance pays for it. I don't think that's a part of the ACA physical that you get. So you might have to pay extra. But if your testosterone is low, it's not that I want you to get therapy, extra hormones, is because that might trigger signal that something else is going on and you might be more at risk for a heart attack later. So according to Dr. Crystal Renaud, who led the research, they said that we strongly recommend that clinicians proceed with caution when considering prescribing TRT and first discuss both the potential benefits and risks. So what are some risks? Well, you could get acne. They even said sometimes it could lower your sperm count. You could be more at risk for blood clots. They say you could actually shrink the testicles. And I guess the reason why is your body is sensing, oh, I have all this extra testosterone, so I don't really need the testicles to work as much. For some men, they may get breast increase. And then, of course, the increase of risk of heart attack and stroke. But for other people, getting the testosterone may help their bone mass, may help their muscle mass. They may want to exercise more. That may want to help their sex drive. They may feel better. If you feel better, you may exercise more. So I'm torn. I'm a fan of being supplemented when you're low. But we need to figure out why you're low. Like low vitamin D. People are like, well, I have low vitamin D, so I'm taking vitamin D. Yeah, well, is it because you're not in the sun, or is it because you have a parathyroid issue? 1-877-DR-DALI.
Call complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is meeting with Pakistan's Prime Minister at the White House on Monday. The two will be discussing numerous topics, including trade, defense, and the war in Afghanistan.
So we're working with Pakistan and others to extricate ourselves, nor do we want to be policemen, because basically we're policemen right now, and we're not supposed to be policemen. We've been there for 19 years in Afghanistan. It's ridiculous. And I think Pakistan helps us with that, because we don't want to stay as policemen.
Earlier on Monday, President Trump and the First Lady paid their respects to the late Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens. Stevens died last week at the age of 99 after suffering a stroke. Stevens' body is lying in repose in the Great Hall of the Supreme Court building. And Senate Democrats are rolling out legislation aimed at protecting illegal alien children and families in custody at the U.S. southern border. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I'm the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So here's another medical study that report that drug companies had shipped billions of painkillers to communities across America when they shouldn't have. There was not enough oversight between the years 2006 and 2012. Now, this is according to newly released data from the Drug Enforcement Agency Administration. Again, trying to pin the blame on the opioid epidemic on pharmaceutical companies. Now, you guys might think the pharmaceutical companies are guilty. You might not, all right? But, again, we're looking for a scapegoat. Pharmaceutical companies seem to be the easiest ones because they have the most money, the deepest pockets, and they made the drugs. But we need to be very, very careful. Well, in this accusation, they say $76 billion oxycodone and hydrocodone bills were shipped over the seven-year period of 2006 to 2012, according to the DEA and its Automation of Reports and Consolidated Orders systems. The data was obtained by Washington Post and HT Media. They own newspapers in West Virginia, and the Post published the data after a federal judge overseeing litigation, against drug companies in Cleveland, agreed to release information to the public. Now, they say that most of these pills per capita went to rural working-class communities in the Appalachian region. Some communities, including several in West Virginia and Kentucky, received more than 100 pills each year for every person who lived in the community. Now, that sounds like a lot, but if you have some people that take 100 a month, or let's say you have some that take maybe four or five a day, that's 120, 130 a month, then maybe 1 out of 12 people are using narcotics. It's still a lot, but they got to be careful here with the numbers. And I'll kind of expand on this. According to federal data, because I know some of you guys, you hate pharmaceutical companies, and you think they're big evil. And some of these pharmaceutical companies, yes, they do take advantage. But I am very, very reluctant to put pharmaceutical companies out of business and crush them over the opioid crisis, when I think there's other factors at play, and we need pharmaceutical companies. Now, they say, according to federal data, opioids like Vicodin and OxyContin and illicit versions of fentanyl and illegal heroin were factors in more than 400,000 deaths in the U.S. from 2000 through last year. So over the last two decades, we've lost about 400,000 people. That's overwhelming. It's horrible. But they're not really telling us how many of them were the Vicodin overdoses and how many of them were illegal heroin. Nobody's really breaking down the numbers. And when we find that the majority of the numbers are because of illegal use, people say, yeah, but that was started because they were given Vicodin from their family doctor. And because their family doctor or internist or dentist put them on Vicodin, they got addicted, and then they went to heroin. Now, that could happen. Yes, a lot of people did start their addiction from prescription pain pills. But was it because they were taking it for fun? Was it because they got into a lot of pain because they had an accident or they did a tour, you know, a military tour? I mean, what are the numbers? And if it turns out 10% of those that are overdosing do so because of car accidents, we need to know that number. If 5% is doing it because of funsies, okay, then we need to know that number because we're thinking it's the majority of people that are doing it for fun. So we need some data here. Nobody's giving us that. And I'd like to know how many of these overdose deaths were suicide. Were people in pain? And they were like, you want to know what? I don't care. You know, not everybody who commits suicide leaves a note. So if they hear that taking a bunch of narcotics puts them to sleep and lowers their respiratory rate, they might just do that. So how many of these opioid deaths were suicide? Sometimes you'll never know. So we need some data, people. Well, according to Fox News, the leading opioid producers over the span of 2000 through now were three companies that made generic drugs: Spec, GX, Par Pharmaceutical, and Activist Pharma. They said together, these are generic companies. They produce nearly 9 in 10 opioid pills that were shipped to pharmacies. The next biggest drug maker was OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma. They're kind of cast as the villain, but they were found to produce only 3% of the opioid pills over the span. Okay, so now we're getting some numbers. The majority of the pills used were generic. And, yeah, once Lortab and Percocet, if they're generic, you know, hydrocodone, oxycodone derivatives, those were probably the number one prescribed as opposed to brand name. And you can't sue generic companies. If there's a drug problem, you could sue a brand name company, but you can't sue a generic company for side effects or issues that happen. So OxyContin from Purdue was only 3% of the story. McKesson Corp, Walgreens, Cardinal Health, Amerisource, Virgin were the largest opioid distribution companies from 2006 to 2012. Well, Walgreens is a huge, you know, chain of pharmacies. They say each distributed at least 9 billion pills. 9 billion pills over the 19 years. But then when you look at if they have stores throughout the country, 9 billion may not sound like that much. And they say that represented 12 to 18% of the total market. They were followed by other big pharmacy chains. Now, the DEA opposed the release of the information, saying it could reveal its law enforcement techniques and make it harder to prosecute cases. The drug companies argue that the records contain confidential business information and are not subject to the Federal Freedom of Information Act requests. So, in legal cases across the country, drug companies are defending themselves as being bystanders, dispensing government-approved drugs at the behest of eager prescribing doctors. See, so the pharmaceutical companies are blaming the doctors. And, I mean, again, who really is at fault? Is it the patient that asks the doctor for the medicine? Is it the doctor that acquiesces? Patient wants medicine, I'm going to give it to him. He's in pain. He says he's in pain. Or does the doctor have to screen better? Is it the pharmaceutical company who actually made the drug? Is it the pharmacy? Well, everybody is paying for this. The patients aren't getting their drugs as easily now. Doctors are being threatened with losing their license. Pharmaceutical companies are getting sued. Pharmacy companies are getting sued. And nobody's really dealing with the topic of addiction or pain. I'm sorry, if I had a patient who was in pain and said, Dr. Dahlia, I am in a lot of pain. Please help me. Some days I feel like I want to die. This really, really hurts. I will give them something for the pain, and then I will get them in with a psychologist or get them with a pain management doctor. But yes, I will give them a prescription. I mean, if any of you have ever been in horrific pain, I mean, you will sell, you'll give up food. You'll give up clothing. You'll give up your bed just to get something to handle that pain. I mean, what do you expect? Doctors to be jerks? Doctors are supposed to be humanistic. Doctors are supposed to be helping you. And if they're the only people that can help, giving you some pain medication, if a doctor says no, they could get in trouble for that too. So now, it's a mess. We have drug companies being now prosecuted for epidemics, and some of the companies like Johnson & Johnson said, look, we were only kind of a small part of this. We have an issue coming up with Ebola, which I'll talk to you about, where the only drug company we could kind of go to now is Merck. Here we have Ebola, and we're like, oh, we're the drug companies. We need drug companies. Yeah, we sure have a real easy time trying to put them out of business when it comes to the opioids. And we need to stop for a second. And if we're going to lay blame, lay the proper amount of blame. And then do we really have to play the blame game? Why don't we try to progress? 1-877, Dr. Ali, don't go away.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Ryan wants to know, what is the easiest way to get a pain medication if you are in pain? So he talked about how his doctor complained about all the paperwork that has to be done and all the bureaucratic red tape, asked if there's a way they could offer to make that easier. He cites when I had done a show earlier on how to get a test that you want run. Okay, so I need to kind of clarify what I talked about a while back is, let's say you need an MRI. Let's say you've had knee issues or back issues and you need an MRI. And you're going to a doctor for the first time and it's expensive because now you have high deductible plans. Thank you, Obamacare. So it's expensive. And you're like, I don't want to go through the physical therapy again. I want an MRI. It's been years. I've been through it all. So what I had said on that one show is, accumulate all your records. Where you've done the physical therapy, where you've done the x-ray, where you've done the MRI, but if your doctor is limited by what the health insurance will allow, and if the health insurance is going to ding them or not allow the MRI because he hasn't started from scratch, one thing you could do preemptively is call the insurance company and say, look, I don't want my doctor to spend 3, 4, 10 visits, right, until I could get the MRI when I did all this. I'd like to save you money. Is there any way you could start the authorization process or at least send a letter to my doctor on what to do? And then if nobody can help you from that end, and the doctor's like, look, I'm sorry, you know, I got to show the physical therapy failed. Your physical therapy was years ago. I got to try the physical therapy again. The other thing you could ask is, can I see the orthopedist? Physical therapy made it worse. It worsened it. It hurt it or whatever. You know, I don't want to be worse. That always scares the doctor. The doctor doesn't want to think that anything's going to get worse. Can I see an orthopedist? A lot of orthopedists now have physical therapy in their office. They have MRIs. So that might be, that is what I talked about a while back on how to kind of help the doctor get what you need if you've been through the gamut of everything. If you've never had physical therapy, you need physical therapy. Physical therapy is fantastic. But if you've already been through years and years of it and you haven't an MRI, you know, you probably need an MRI for the back or knee or whatever. So now with pain medication, what is all this red tape and paperwork doctors have to do? Well, it depends on the state. All right? In my particular state, you have to have contracts signed between the patients. You have to where, you know, they're not going to abuse it. They're not going to go to another doctor and try to doctor hop. You know, they're going to, there's that kind of paperwork and informed consent. You also have to make sure that they are informed on addiction potential, et cetera. We also have to look up their record of their, with the Controlled Substance Pharmacy Board to see if they've ever used, to see how many times they are getting prescriptions. But then, and I don't know if the law has changed, but we also have to make sure that we look at all the other states as well, not just our state. So that's pretty overwhelming. The problem is the average patient doesn't have access to that information. And even if the average patient goes, here's everything from Arizona, Alabama, Arkansas, I mean, even if you come in with all of that, the doctor still has to do their own due diligence. Otherwise, they're in trouble. So there's not really a lot you could do. Now, what you are going to find is many doctors will not take new patients with chronic medication or chronic pain issues. There was a study that just came out where somebody kind of did a secret shopper sort of thing, and a lot of these doctors are slammed. And so if they could barely get in the diabetics and the heart patients and the cholesterol patients, you know, somebody in chronic pain is less likely to die than somebody with, you know, 104 fever. So they're going to probably turn down somebody in pain, unfortunately. Not all of them, but so you're at a disadvantage, which is why the best thing you could do right now is get into a very strong, long-lasting primary care group. The larger, the better. Because the smaller docs are getting picked off as these high deductible plans just aren't paying, patients aren't paying. You probably need to find a big group such that if your doctor does say, to hell with this, I'm out, because a lot of doctors are leaving the field, there's somebody else in the practice who could see you. These larger groups that take older individuals, you got to make sure they take Medicare, most likely have patients that have pain issues, so they do prescribe pain medication. See, a lot of single docs or concierge docs, or they may be like, you know what, I don't need to do it. Now, on the flip side, sometimes concierge medicine is the way to go. The doctor only sees 10 patients a day. They're at your beck and call. They you know, will treat all your complaints. And because they don't have so many patients, their narcotic prescribing won't then raise a bunch of red flags. Because that's what everybody's freaked out about. They write, 30 tablets and they'll go to jail for it. So sometimes concierge will help with that. So, and I'm not saying everybody has to pay for it, but if you're having trouble finding a physician that'll give you your medication, then you need to kind of figure out, which practice is a little bit more lenient with that. And number two, you also have to go in there not asking for pain medication. You go in there asking for help with your pain. Okay, it's not that you want pain medication, it's you don't want your back pain anymore. You want to manage your back pain. You want to manage your knee pain. They may want to send you to a specialist. You'll have to be open to that. But when patients like, no, I don't want to see a pain doctor. I don't want to see, I just want my medicine. They might be saying that because they're afraid of going through withdrawal. And I don't blame them. I mean, withdrawal could be very, very frightening. But that might turn a new doctor off. But the key is you have to have a doctor who knows you, and you have to have a doctor with longevity. You might even want to take a younger doctor. Okay, because a lot of middle-aged doctors are getting burned out and looking for having an exit plan. People have been leaving medicine in droves since 2009. So this last decade has seen a huge exodus of doctors. The younger ones that still have, loans to pay and, haven't gotten burned out might be the best way to go. Now, we're talking about pharmaceutical companies and Ebola. They say Johnson & Johnson's experimental Ebola vaccine is just kind of in limbo right now, and authorities are deciding whether to use it or not. Unfortunately, the death toll is already up to 1,700, and we only have one shot, the Merck experimental vaccine. Now, the World Health Organization says they have about 245,000 doses, but they need more. As you know, Ebola was declared a global public health emergency last week. So health leaders have turned down Johnson & Johnson's vaccine multiple times. Not exactly sure why. I don't think it was because of safety reasons, but we were just told it was turned down. And health leaders, from what we're understanding from Bloomberg, it may be because of differing regimens may lead to confusion in the conflict-riven region. So if the vaccine is a different dose or given in different intervals, that might confuse people. So you have to then, if it's the one vaccine, if it's a Merck vaccine and it's easy to give, and you have a lot of people being deputized to now give it, you want consistency. So I guess that's why there's the reluctancy. The problem is, all right, this Ebola crisis is getting out of hand, so somebody's got to do something. Now, Johnson & Johnson, if their vaccine, gets recruited, they're going to be huge heroes. Unfortunately, they're, fighting on the back end lawsuits against their opioid involvement, which is debatable. So they might start splitting the doses in half, all right, to make it last. They think that would still work, but it's not pretty. We'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.